I doubt seriously it will. Okay. I mean, y'all.
And if there's nobody that's used the program as of yet.
Yeah.
I mean, are you really saving the constituents money?
We're making sure that we don't cost the constituents money. Other counties have done the same thing. And, you know, all the other auditors, I haven't found an auditor yet that says, we won't be in the PACE program. We really liked it. Most of them were giving me negative feedback. So I'm just trying to give you the information right. So you can go there. So,
when was this adopted?
12 for us, wasn't it? 2012?
2012 is when our May of 2012 is when our commission adopted. And one of the administrators from another city that was present at the time said they were sold it by a senator that had passed it that felt it was a really good deal. And I believe that senator really did, but there's more things that have came out
of it since then
that just didn't realize what it would mean, like your banks, your local banks, putting them above them in order to...
That's only if they agree to, though, right, is what you said?
Pardon?
That's if they agree to it?
If they get into this program, then that lien is ahead of any other lien.
Automatically, the bank doesn't have a say.
And it's not written off at a tax sale either. It's if it was a loan that was put on it and they died and the heirs didn't pay the taxes and went to a tax sale, it's not written off. It's first above all.
When you look at it and you study it, the legislation was written for the contractors, not for the constituents. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what boils down to as far as information.
Whenever, then only one contractor is allowed to be able to sell the program?
It depends on that board. I assume
anyone that goes before that board and proves to them that is accepted by that board that's on their list, anyone.
So it could be multiple contractors. So to say that the contractor could take advantage of somebody, it's not like they have the monopoly on it. There could be multiple contractors on the same
As far as monopolizing, no. But as far as, to me, the program takes advantage of it because they're charging more interest, they're charging them 1%, all
this
stuff here.
Look at payday loans and look at those types of things.
They're taking advantage. Same thing.
I mean, so
would you approve those if you had a chance to?
Some people, that's how they take care of their babies. Right or wrong, if you utilize it correctly, that's probably how some people have to get by. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell somebody, no, you can't sell your title to your car to make some money real quick to go buy some groceries for your kids. Not going to do it. So if that's the only way that you can do it and you don't have any other resources available to you, that's
my... We're not talking about feeding babies either. We're talking about solar, and so there's a difference.
Well, there is a difference, but you are talking about people taking advantage of elderly.
Well,
I
agree with that, but okay. I don't think
so
that...
If we're going to use a motion, I'm going to use a motion too.
Well,
I'm not for or against the PACE program. I don't know enough about it. I'm trying to make sure that we don't get rid of something that could be of use and could be good for the community. So my other question is, if the county gets rid of it, are the cities, you said something about city administrators, are they still able to utilize the program within the city limits or no?
I don't know that I researched that. I couldn't tell you.
Yes. Right now, unless they get out of it, the city of Branson is on the website and could.
Even without the county having participation?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I guess I would like to know, is there anybody that would want to speak in favor of it so that we could hear both sides? I don't know if there's anybody in the crowd now that would do that, but...
We have the collector here. Does she have anything she would like to add?
Not in favor of it. I think it's more of an elective type program. I mean, when I'm thinking about someone whose air conditioning went out, I don't think this is what the program's for. This is for someone that's wanting to improve their home. They're wanting to get thermoelectric. They're wanting to get the solar. They're wanting to get something new and improved. But just to be able to get something better, I don't think that's what this is for. I mean, if somebody is elderly and their air conditioning goes out, I think there's other programs in the community that would help that person to where they're not going to suffer. I think this is strictly for people that want to better their homes. And no, I don't
More eco-friendly type.
And if you have the money or the want to do that, I think there's other ways of getting the money without having to go into a higher interest debt and have it on your tax bill. And my concern is if they are unable to pay their taxes and it goes to the tax sale, then that's going to open a whole other can of worms that I don't think the people will anticipate. That's my feeling.
Why did they, because I wasn't around, I mean, I was obviously here in 2012. I wasn't part of the government. Do you know what their reasoning for taking advantage of it was, or for adopting it? Or was it, like you said, kind of sold to us as all positive, and then more research was done and found out there might be more?
I was told, I won't bring any names in, but I was told the one administrator that was here that the senator that presented to presiding commissioner is a very well-respected senator and man, and they put all the faith in him that this was. And until he tried to deal with it on the business level and saw all the, and also all the administrative fees of these people that are involved, the other, the expenses and stuff, that's added to the cost of the loan also.
But the business owner or the individual is the one paying the fees, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Through the collector's office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's handled very much like a SID on the collection end. It's not... it's not a, the assessed value on the assessor. It's a special assessment that's put on the tax bill, and they give it on a certain date, like the SIDs are done in, like in September 1st, and they would give their list, which it would start small and grow, like, you know, maybe. They give their list to the collector. The tax bill has to be created to handle that program. The programmer would have to probably copy something like what he's done as a SID program, to where then the collector would then physically add that in to the to their computer to be charged, to be printed on the tax bill. Then the collector would collect that for them. To my knowledge, the last I knew, there were three different possibles that the meeting that we were at. One was called Heroes. I can't call you the other. Mazera. That could form a board. There could be three different boards formed under it, depending on how many wanted to move into the state if it was open. And then they would certify the document to the collector's office, and then it would be their responsibility to collect for them like another entity, actually, and pay to the treasurer of that. It puts it totally, since the beginning of when real estate taxes first come in, it's totally changing the balancing part, the format of what is meant to mean for the collector of real estate and personal taxes. Now, it sounds like that I'm just talking of what it's going to cost to the collector's office, and probably overall time you add the two together at that time of the year, a part-time employee to come in. And then you want, because you're doing the data entry.
But if there's only, how many businesses would have to, or individuals have to take, would have to utilize the program to warrant the cost for a part-time? If there's only one person doing it or two people doing it, you're not going to have to hire somebody to run.
Why do you want to collect installment payments for this business and not collect it for the banks? Why not save the banks money and let them?
Because the banks haven't gone to the state and gotten something passed through legislation. I'm not saying, why do you not want to do it whenever it's part of the state law that says they can do it? I mean, I'm not, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate because I don't know enough about it.
Mm-hmm.
My only fear is, and I don't know, do you know if there's any businesses that try to use this program to sell a product? If we get rid of this ordinance, are we going to shut any businesses down in Taney County because now they can't utilize a tool that they might have?
Not that I'm aware of.
How do we find that out?
Well, we've had tornadoes and we've had floods. And if one was going to use, likely, most likely be in the Western District. Do you know of any business in the district?
I don't.
Okay. But I only know of one that tried and it didn't work.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know that
Candlestick Inn tried.
Okay. I know that I'm sure they have enough money they just pay for it, but like O'Reilly's Automotive, I think, has a lot of their buildings switched over to solar power. I know that I think Branson Bank has switched a lot of stuff over to solar power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they try to utilize a program like that or not. I don't know. That's why.
I can't imagine why they would want to if it's a.
Well, again, they've got enough money not to.
I mean, they would look for a lower interest loan than to go looking for one that's going to be high interest just to put it on their tax bill.
But they probably took advantage of other programs that are out there, such as whatever the electric company does. The
fact that they're not using it is probably telling them it's not a good program.
It could be. Again, I don't want there to be businesses out there that try to use this as a tool, and now all of a sudden they're not able to be in business any longer. But obviously not, because it's been since 2012 and we haven't used it yet, or nobody's used it yet.
No. I don't want to see a business that thinks it's strong enough to use one of these and then go bankrupt and then it's sitting there on the real estate bill.
I don't either, but that's, I don't want to see any business go out of business, but it happens every day.
And they did say at the meeting that if there was a lawsuit occurred, because there's some that have started in other states, if there's a lawsuit from the homeowner because before they've got it paid for, the system, like a energy efficient heating, cooling, if something happened, it went out and it's not paid for, and they don't want to pay for it anymore, there's a lawsuit occurs. They did tell us at the meeting that because Taney County would be named in it because it's on the tax bill, and that but the person that presented at the meeting said that they would pay for any legal fees that Taney County was involved in. I said, I don't want to be involved in legal fees over a lawsuit over, we're not in the business to compete against, to be involved with collecting installment payments for other companies or for dealing with the installation from any unit or contractor. That's not the purpose of the county, I don't believe. That's just my opinion. If you want to postpone it till next week, and I have a folder of information, or you can go on the website and you can see all of the, under Missouri Clean Energy Act, and you can see.
I just want to make sure that. I don't know that we need to postpone it. I just want to make sure that there's anybody that would like to speak in favor of. I think they should have a chance to speak in favor of.
Absolutely.
It's been posted for a week.
I understand it's been posted, but does anybody really look at our agenda?
I know you. It seems like you think they do because you posted every time.
I think everybody's too busy trying to make a living than to worry about what goes on at county government until it affects them, and then they won't know everything about it. But by then, it's too late.
Would you feel better if the newspaper put an article in and inviting people, or it's?
Honestly, it doesn't sound like a good deal. But I just don't want to do something that's going to hurt.
No, I've.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, for it's been.
I'm not going to go out.
About a year when it was first put to me, Boone County. How I first found out that Taney County was involved in it, although. The major player for the collection of it is the collector's office. And I received a phone call from Boone County as, how would you handle this situation in regard to pay? And it was an email. And I replied back that if I were doing that, what I would do, but I said, Taney County does not do that, so I do not handle that. He then called me and said, the reason I sent you that email is because you're on the website as being part of, and I wanted to see how you handle, because they have been pressuring our commission to try to involve Boone County. So that was the beginning, and so you start searching, and you can't believe everything's on the web, but you search out what information you get. And then there's been special meetings to where those, the one of the boards from California, and then we had one from Missouri, and the people from Florida, and Ms. Cope, Taney County Collector, have at your meeting in April, did they have anything on PACE then?